Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It's great to have you along with all of these other listeners as we continue to discover who God is. And I trust you have been following along closely as we come to an intriguing development in the life of Cain. What we have learned is that there came a day, a time, and a place where God called for an offering from Cain. And when Cain brought it, God rejected both Cain and the offering he brought. And the question is, why did God reject? Or I can put it this way, why did God not approve of Cain and his offering? Well, we know why. God uses Cain's younger brother, Abel, to show us, to demonstrate to us the difference between the offering God accepts and the offering God rejects. Really, to highlight for us the difference between the person God approves of and the person God disapproves of. We read Genesis 4, verses 4 and 5. This says, "The Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering, but for Cain and for his offering, the Lord had no regard." And to understand why God had regard for Abel and for his offering, we read Hebrews 11, verse 4. "By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain." And we have highlighted, circled, underlined, emphasized, and otherwise driven into our conscience, this word, faith. Faith is the difference. Before we get into an exposition of this verse, Hebrews 11:4, I will remind you that we left off last time talking about verse 2. Hebrews 11:2 says, "For by faith the men of old gained approval." We said that in this context, the men of old are men like Abel. And then as you read down through Hebrews 11, you come to other men from the Old Testament, men like Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and so on. These are the men of old, men from a long time ago, men from the very beginning, men of what is our Old Testament. These are those men. And what is common to all of them, to every last one, is this. They all had faith in God. And notice it was their faith that gained God's approval. We talked about the word approval. The Greek word here for the English words gained approval actually means literally were testified to or had witness given about them. Listen, that is, God gives his testimony. God bears his witness that because these men lived by faith, God approves of them. Now, I don't know about you, but I find this absolutely stunning and incredibly applicable to my life. I want God to approve of me in deep ways. In the center of my soul, I am a little boy looking for his Father's approval. Only the Father of which I speak is my heavenly Father. Like all of you, I have an earthly human father, but I do not mean him. Here I speak of God. And for me, I am speaking of myself now, one of the most critical questions for me to answer in this life is, does my Heavenly Father approve of me? Do I have his approval? I know I want his approval. After all, he is God. My life is in his hands. I am totally dependent on him. He is the single most important person, as in the person of Christ, in my life. I revere him. And so I want him to approve of me. And here is what else I know. I look down toward the future, and I know that one day I am going to meet God. And I am going to have that time of reckoning, that judgment day before the judgment seat of Christ. And on that day, I will surely want his approval. I desire the Lord Jesus to say to me, "I approve of you. Well done, good and faithful slave. Enter into the joy of your master." I want to hear him say that I am to enter into the divine joy of my master, who is Jesus Christ. And so you can see why a very important question is, does God approve of me? Do I have his approval? Well, that makes Hebrews 11, and more specifically these verses at the beginning of the chapter, for me, some of the most meaningful in the entire Bible. And you might well agree with me. If you also seek God's approval, then it is essential that you know God approves of those people who come to him and believe in him by faith. Do I have faith in God? Do you have faith in God? If yes, then God approves of us, friends. If no, then God does not approve of us, friends. Now, you might say, that's too simple. Is it? On the one hand, yes, it is simple. Faith. Have faith in God. On the other hand, no, this is not simple. This is the most complex truth we grapple with. For countless numbers of people who have heard that faith is what God requires in order to give us his approval, this is too simple to accept. It depends too much on God and not enough on them, and therefore they reject it. They are adamant that God will approve of them not because of their faith alone, but because of their good works. God will approve of them not for what Jesus does for them, but for what they do for God. Or, for many, they want to add together faith plus their own good works and present both to God, saying, "Approve of me now." But faith plus anything is not what God desires. It is faith plus nothing that God desires. We see that again now as we come to verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain. Highlight "by faith" in your Bible. This is a message for us. And in verse 2 of Hebrews 11, have highlighted, "For by faith the men of old gained approval." By faith. This is a message for us. And remember, or go back to the podcast from Monday and Tuesday of this week, when we defined what faith is. It is this biblical faith that wins the approval of our Heavenly Father. And we find this profoundly in the true story of Cain and Abel in Genesis chapter 4. Faith is at the beginning of the Bible. It has always been by faith that God accepts the person and the offering, and it will always be by faith that God accepts the person and the offering. Well, with all of that being said, let's spend some time now in Hebrews 11, verse 4, and match this up with Genesis 4, verses 4 and 5. I do not want to ever lose sight of Abel and Cain's offering in Genesis. The first thing I want you to notice is that while Genesis 4 does not tell us that God specifically commanded the offering and what was required in the giving of the offering, Hebrews 11 definitely indicates that God did give such a command to Cain and Abel. And the logic here is simple. How else would the men have known what to bring to God and how to bring it to God That is, what kind of attitude to have if God had not told them. Speaking of faith, the Apostle Paul writes this to the Romans in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Romans 10, verse 17. Highlight this. Faith comes from hearing. The faith that Abel had came as a result of God having revealed to Abel what God required in the offering and in his attitude in giving that offering. God had spoken. Abel's faith came from hearing God. Faith comes from hearing. I agree with Dr. John MacArthur in his commentary on Hebrews when he writes, God had designed a way to worship. Cain and Abel would know nothing about the need for worship or sacrifice, much less the way, had they not been told by God, perhaps through their parents. Unquote. So Romans 10:17 applies to Genesis 4. So again, something hidden from us in Genesis 4 is revealed to us in Hebrews 11. That's why we tackle the whole Bible here on God Is. God reveals himself, and he reveals himself in the Bible. So, this is the first insight I have on Hebrews 11, verse 4. While Genesis 4 does not tell us that God specifically commanded the offering and what was required in the giving of the offering, Hebrews 11 definitely indicates that God did give such a command to Cain and to Abel. I will have more on Hebrews 11 as we end the week together, Lord willing, tomorrow, right here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.